This is Summer with the WGXC News Update. You can go to WGXC.org and click on the newsroom for more information about anything you hear here. Anthony Fidescio reports at Columbia Green Media that the Caro Town Board voted unanimously last week to combine its sidewalk construction project with a similar sidewalk project in Greenville. Caro Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the towns could possibly both save several thousand dollars in design and oversight costs by combining the projects, and also lure bigger firms to make bids on the combined projects. Quote, DOT pulled me aside during a meeting at DOT headquarters in Albany, along with Greenville, and told us that we might want to consider joining our projects together, unquote, Benoit said. In Greenville, where sidewalks haven't been upgraded since 1977, the town will replace and extend existing sidewalks along Route 32, about 100 feet to Garland Lane. In Caro, a new sidewalk will be built from Caro Elementary School to the Hannaford Supermarket beginning in August 2018. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. On July 10th, Claverack Town officials met to discuss a proposed planned development district law so that Amador Homes can build an almost 700-unit mixed-use development on Route 9H. Claverack last updated their zoning in 2015. Planning Board member Gretchen Stern said previous zoning efforts always put off creating a planned development district law. Now, though, Amador Homes needs the law if its so-called mixed-use proposal, with residential on one side of Route 9H and commercial development on the other, is to be allowed on the site just south of Route 66. Not much about the proposal was discussed at the July 10th meeting, as representatives for Amador Homes talked mostly about the proposed new law they need first before they can take their development to the planning board. Some of the facts did come out in the meeting about the development. There is no town water or sewer on the site, and less than 50% of the site, perhaps as low as 30%, would be open space. Over 50 residents of the area spilled out of a packed Claverack Town Hall July 10th to hear the presentation, ask questions, and voice their opinions. All speaking seemed wary of such a large proposal in the town of 6,021, with an almost 700-unit housing proposal that could add somewhere between 1,400 and 2,000 people to the town, as well as big-box chain stores that could run local mom-and-pop stores out of business. There's a full recording of the town meeting on the WGXC newsroom and in the WGXC archives for you to play or download.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Rob Fitzsimmons. I'm the attorney for the town and the planning and the zoning board. We've got a lot of interest in this project, and we may have to look at a bigger forum for future meetings, but we weren't sure what the interest level would be initially. What happened is a few weeks ago, the town was approached by Amador Homes with a potential project for the 9H and 66 area. It's actually south of there. The lots are currently owned by Billy First now. A lot of people know who Billy First is. And they want to plan a project that would involve a housing component and a commercial retail component. The commercial uses are currently allowed because it's the highway commercial zone in that area. The mixing of residential and multifamily units and the commercial is not. So the tool that they're seeking to advance for their project would be the planned development district, which would be a process by which the town would adopt a local law, and they've given us a draft version that they would like, and the town's taking it under consideration and reviewing it with its planning and zoning board and our team here, which I'll introduce. But the process would be is that local law would be proposed and accepted and subject to public hearing, and there would be an environmental review. And that would modify the zoning to create this planned development district zone that could apply to those lands, and then the project would come in for a review with the town board and the planning board. In a nutshell, that's what the process would be.
Daily Freeman reports that the Marine Corps aircraft that crashed in Mississippi, killing all 16 people aboard July 10th, was assigned to the Air National Guard base at Stewart Airport in Orange County. The Associated Press reported that some of those killed were active duty Marines and reservists based at Stewart. Quote, saddened to learn the crew of yesterday's Marine Corps crash was based at Stewart Air Force National Base, unquote, Cuomo tweeted just before noon July 11th. Quote, keep them in your thoughts, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC. We'll be right back.